Hank Greenberg, the former chairman of insurance company American International Group, says he won't answer any questions about his role in the company's accounting scandal. He appears before investigators tomorrow. Instead, he says he will invoke his constitutional right against self-incrimination. Meanwhile, investor Warren Buffett was quizzed by state and federal investigators about a financial transaction between one of his companies and AIG. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Greenberg was scheduled to answer questions from state and federal prosecutors under oath tomorrow, but in a statement released this afternoon, he said he would decline to do so. He said AIG had been involved with literally millions of financial transactions over the years, and he needed to prepare if he was going to answer questions about them. But he said investigators had refused to give him time to do so. Investigators have been looking into a series of financial transactions involving AIG, the company Greenberg headed until recently. In an interview yesterday morning, New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said the evidence against the company was strong.
The company itself has already acknowledged that the deals were fundamentally flawed. Every lawyer who's looked at them believes they're fundamentally flawed. The evidence is overwhelming that these were transactions created for the purpose of deceiving the market. We call that fraud.
Spitzer spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. For his part, Greenberg says he wants to answer questions in a way that would be in the best interests of the company and its shareholders. But in an interview last week with Charlie Rose, Greenberg's attorney, David Boies, said any wrongdoing by his client was inadvertent.
If the accounting is wrong, the accounting is wrong.
Right.
But what I'm trying to make clear is that this is not something where it is a capital offense. It's not the kind of thing that's greatly influenced the market or misled people.
In a subsequent interview on CNBC last week, Boies also complained that investigators were forcing his client to answer questions before he was ready. Attorney Gregory Wallace of the law firm Kay Scholer says Greenberg's decision to plead the Fifth isn't really a surprise in light of the circumstances.
The attorneys are looking at a situation where they're not entirely sure what all the facts are. There's always the risk of a perjury charge if a witness you represent says something that's contradicted by another witness. And, you know, ultimately you don't want to be in a position where it's the jury deciding which of them told the truth, even if you're convinced of your own client's innocence.
Even as Greenberg was preparing to plead the Fifth, investigators were meeting in Lower Manhattan with Warren Buffett, one of the world's wealthiest men. Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, owns a reinsurance company which was involved with one of the deals that's at the center of the AIG investigation. On ABC yesterday, Spitzer went out of his way to assure viewers that Buffett himself is not accused of any wrongdoing.
We view Warren Buffett as a witness, and I've said that repeatedly. He is not a subject or a target of our investigation. He is a witness. We believe he can shed light on a series of transactions that Hank Greenberg, who was the CEO of AIG before Hank Greenberg was forced out, that Hank Greenberg participated in.
The Wall Street Journal reported last week that Buffett's company had agreed to cooperate with Spitzer's office voluntarily in exchange for more lenient treatment in an unrelated investigation. Spitzer didn't confirm that yesterday, but he did say that Berkshire Hathaway had brought very substantial and powerful evidence to his office. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.